WD4DYH, WD4DJW. WD4DYH, WD4DJW.
Paul, do you KB4CBA?
Well, that's not true. If that was true, you would not have keyed up your radio.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it is. No.
What are you doing today?
I'm on my way home from church. Stop by Bojangles and get some chicken, take it home for lunch.
Well, that's good. I haven't had Bojangles in a long time. Had KFC a while back, about a week ago. That was pretty good. It was like on a Sunday evening. Usually that's a midday Sunday, but that was a Sunday evening for some reason.
Yeah, I like their home-style chicken tenders. They're, I don't know. I just like the way they prepare them.
You get the extra spicy from them?
I stay away from that. I had them one time. They're not bad. And I'm just not into spicy that much.
I don't like the spicy. I heard one time that people that really like spicy foods don't have very many taste buds on their tongue, so they need that really spicy to get a taste out of it. Whereas if you got tons of them, it overwhelms them and drives them crazy. I'm in the second category.
I guess I am too. I was trying to think of something that I like to eat that's spicy now. When I used to eat chips and salsa, I used to like the salsa pretty hot, but not Diablo hot, but one step down from that.
So that must be one of those ratings for those people that do the contests. I saw one of those on a YouTube video not too long ago, where they start off with a certain level, and they've got names for them like that, and they've got like a dozen people that all take a bite out of a hot pepper, and then they get a hotter one, and they get a hotter one, and as it gets hotter and hotter, more and more people start dropping out of the line until there's one person left that'll eat the last one that's like super hot, and they're all crying, there's water coming out of there, they've got towels drying their face, they're all turning red as a beet. I just couldn't do that.
Father-in-law, when he had a garden, he grew hot peppers, and there's a certain kind of pepper, hot pepper, if you don't cut the seam, in other words, if you cut it lengthwise instead of crosswise, cut the seam, it won't spread the hot stuff through the pepper. And she taught me about that.
So that might be why some of them just ate them whole. I don't know if they just swallowed it. They just looked like they were chewing on it. But if you chew it up, then you're breaking the seam and spreading the hot juice.
I had a bunch of carpenters I was working with, and they got out the hot pepper, and they threw it over to me and said, "Here, David, have some of this pepper. It's really good. It's not hot." And so I got my knife out, and I cut me off a piece, and I was sitting there chewing on it. They were all staring at me and, leaning over and looking and looking and looking. And finally, the boss said, "Give me that pepper." And I threw it over to him, and he took a bite out of it, and he just about went crazy.
He didn't know the secret. They didn't know you knew the secret. Well, I guess it's good to be informed.
That day, because I was a low man on the totem pole, so, the summer help, and it was a framing crew, and, they were nice enough, but, you got to have the initiation and all that stuff, and so that was part of it.
Sorry about that delay, I was texting with Johnny, seeing if he could just come on the radio to make it easier to talk instead of text messages.
I can. It drives me crazy. I can call my children, my two girls. I can call them on the phone. They won't answer. And I can text them, and they'll answer immediately. It just drives me crazy.
Well, that's their technology. That technology was coming to fruition as they were growing up. That's what they know. You know the other technology, the older technology. They know the newer technology. So it makes sense, right?
Hang on a second. I got to place an order here. For a CPA and back. I guess I should have said your call first, David.
So that's window 1 of 2. Now you're waiting on the second window. W4DJW.
It'll be a minute. It's kind of hard to tell. One guy in front of the guy that's in front of me has a trailer, and there's a car in front of him, at least one. So, but they move along pretty good in this drive-thru. I'm over here at in the one at Taylor's on White Hampton.
Taylor's in White Hampton, is that near what used to be the Crown gas station? I don't know what it is now. Over at West, between West and East Lee?
It's in the, it's just below the Walmart in Taylor's.
Okay, that's closer to Greer than I was thinking about. I don't get over there much anymore. Been starting to go back through there to go to the club meetings once a month, but that's about the only reason I ever have to go through there. Well, I guess going to the dentist over in Simpsonville, my GPS takes me up White Hampton, across 291, down 385 to get to Simpsonville. Seems like it'd be shorter to go straight by the airport, but it isn't.
A lot of sense. Whatever. Hang on. I'm going to be paying here. Alright. W4DJW, KB4CPA.
So I was thinking that was window 1 of 2. I guess there's 3 windows there. 1 to order, 1 to pay, and 1 to pick up.
The box you talk into with the, you know, the sign with all the stuff, or a lot of the stuff that they offer. And then you drive by a window that I guess they could use, but they don't. And that would normally be the pay window, I guess. And then you drive past it, and you drive up, and you pay and get your food at the same window. So, really, just it's a one-window deal.
Well, if you figure the box you're talking to is not a window, which technically you're correct, but it's a window of opportunity to communicate. A lot of them shut down that middle window where you pay separately. I guess they had to pay a person to pay, take the money, and had to pay another person to give you the food. And they just had some savings by making that one person that did both. And I guess there is some downtime on the one that's giving you food because they don't have to, they're just not constantly handing out food. They do have some downtime where they're waiting on the food to be prepped. So that makes a lot of sense.
That's pretty good. I tell you, Chick-fil-A's got the market on the drive-thru line though. I mean, they're really, and they have 2 lanes, and it's just, it's remarkable, but I don't really, I've eaten so much Chick-fil-A, I'm just tired of it. I've eaten it for years, and, anyway, but they got the drive-thru line down.
Yeah, I got that way with Pizza Hut, personal pan pizzas. Remember those a long time ago when I was going to school? I started out at Greenville Tech, and then I did a Clemson transfer while I was at Greenville Tech, every day I'd go across the street over there to Pizza Hut and get a personal pan pizza in between classes or in between work classes and going to work. And that was like 2 years straight, every day, personal pan pizza. I got sick of those things. I know what you're talking about. I never have liked Chick-fil-A. I just don't like the food there. So their congestion is just a problem for me to look at, not to experience. I see it every time I go past the one that's across from Lowe's on Wade Hampton and Greer, W4DJW.
How quickly they get you through there, it really is. And they do a good job. Put it in reverse, and it was telling me, my side sensor was telling me I was too close to my garage. Got the pony in the barn, so I guess I'm going to jump out of here and scarf down some food. So I'll talk to you later, Dave. Hope you get in touch with whoever that was you were calling there. And I'll say 73s after your final KB4CBA.
All right. Well, good talking to you. Enjoy your food. Scarf it down. Enjoy it. Take some time to enjoy it. That's what the French people used to tell me all the time. You got to take some time and enjoy eating. When I told them I used to eat in the car while I was going somewhere, they said that's a sin. You should stop and take time to eat. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good one. KB4CVA, W4DJW, clear.